Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Well, welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you've had a good day. If it's Thursday, wish you a good day. If it's Friday, the repeat program. Thanks for listening. I want to make sure you have the telephone number in case you have any comments, any suggestions, any feedback. It's 939-333-1010. And you also can access these programs and the general vision, mission of this program, Reflections, in the webpage, Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez. .com, so you can access the recent programs, recordings of recent programs, and bio on me, and any comments you have, and if you want to be a sponsor of the program, it's all there, put together by Jose Tuya Media, and I think you'll find it fun to go into and listen to some of the past programs, and there's some pictures there and all that will inspire you to go in and listen to some of the segments. Okay. Sometimes, you know, I have guests and sometimes I basically bounce off events that are taking place. And boy, there are a lot of events in this particular week and I'm kind of tempted to go on them as reflect on them. But I think I'm going to stick because it was, for some reason, some really good articles in different newspapers that are very relevant, I think, to our well-being. I find it stranger every day, as you know, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, National Geographic, you know, Inc. Magazine. You go on and on. They're all, of course, journals that are completely, you know, dedicated to wellness and all, but these business and economics and more, you know, what's happening in events journals are really focusing tremendously on this topic of well-being and some great articles on it. And so I'm gonna go from there. And basically, the first article is Six Daily Habits to Slow Aging, from a Harvard brain expert. The scientist is Rudolf Tanzi, T-A-N-Z-I, and he's the co-director of the Henry and Allison McCants Center for Brain Health at the Mass General in Boston, and a Harvard neurology professor, and wrote a book on holistic health with guru Deepak Chopra, I'm sure you all know. And the book was called Super Brain back in 2012. So obviously from his background, somebody worth reading about and reflecting on. And he has this acronym called SHIELD, S-H-I-E-L-D, SHIELD. And it stands for sleep, handling stress. I is the interact. E is for exercise. L is for learning. And D is for diet. And the article goes very briefly into each one of them. The first one, sleep, he's aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep and how critical that is for the brain. It's kind of like he says, it's a wash, you know, drain the toxins, a good sleep. And if you don't do that, these toxins stay in there. I've always mentioned that not only is it good to refresh your brain and all, but the brain also starts working, putting together almost like a computer, things that have happened during the day. And when we say, I'm going to sleep on it, it's more than just resting. It is that analysis that goes together in the evening and during your sleep, and you wake up with sometimes the answer to some serious issues. So sleep is is one. And of course, we've been mentioning, he says here that an hour before he goes to sleep, he turns off the TV and stops scrolling on his phone. And he's almost religious about 7 hours. And not necessarily, you know, some of people are very, very clear going, well, a specific hour. But he says, you know, it depends on when he goes to sleep. And then he believes in a power nap if he's not able to get it. There was an article, and I didn't bring it, on a 106-year-old lady, Puerto Rican, and she was, you know, indicating the things that she, as her way of explaining her longevity, and one of them in her case is really, really specific on consistent on an hour to go to sleep and to wake up and what she has eats and all. But almost everything that we're going to be talking about, I was really shocked that this lady, you know, was manifesting, it was part of her ethos, of her way of living her life. Then in handling stress, you know, the second one, shield, the H, and you know, to minimize chronic stress. We talked a couple of weeks ago. We went to the Museum of Science in Boston, and you know, the issue of what amount of stress is good, and it's very personal. It depends on each of us, but there is obviously if it's prolonged, if it's really deep and serious, and you can't get away from the problems that are facing you, then you know, chronic stress is clearly bad. But it's a subjective thing. Each one of us strives with different levels of stress. We all have to handle stress. That's part of life. And some of us, you know, look for a little bit more stress. We put more things in our plate. You know, this program is a good example. By having to come and put this program together for an hour, it creates stress. There's no doubt about it. Is it going to be go along the way I think it's going to go, the program, or it's going to be not as good as I'd hope? And it's always a little bit of stressful to put things together. But in handling stress, and he says his strategy of choice for handling stress is meditation. We have talked about the retreat that I took in 2024 at the Art of Living, and breathing exercises and meditation is something new that I brought into my handling of stress and being able to sleep better and handle things at a given moment that were causing concerns and all. So that's with respect. Then he has the eye of shield, interaction with friends. We've talked so many times as the critical matter or step that we need to take for our well-being of having good interpersonal relationships. There it is, interaction with friends, maintain an active social life. Loneliness is associated with a higher risk of neurodegenerative conditions. And so, you know, he keeps in touch with his friends and says that even if it is by the cellular, the internet, Facebook, et cetera, that is sufficient, you know, for the benefit of your brain. Not as good as the personal, in person, let's say, contacts, but, you know, better than not having them. So that's the eye under shield. The E for shield is exercise, and we're going to go more into that with other articles that I've been reading, you know, that I've just recently read and I want to focus on and reflect on today. Exercise, engage in regular physical activity to boost blood flow to the brain and support the growth of new neural connections. And he speaks that this is, you know, lack of exercise and all is one of the ingredients for Alzheimer's. He says, Tansy points to a study published in November, this would be 2025, in Nature Medicine from Mass General, that suggests for every 1,000 steps a person takes, they stave off Alzheimer by 1 year. Well, he exercises with a bike in his office 30 minutes every other day at 80 to 90 RPMs. On the other days, he takes a walk in his neighborhood at home, or if he's in the office by Boston at the Harbor Charleston Navy Yard. So he does the bike, he does the walk, the stepping, and what he's missing in terms of triathlon is the swim. There you have it. The L for SHIELD is learning new things. Challenge your brain by trying new activities to strengthen neural pathways. And that's in terms of learning new languages, getting in new hobbies, challenging yourself in terms of your reading exercises, analyzing things, he says he's a serious keyboard player, always learning new music, so. For him, that's one of the areas where he's continuously learning. He also likes to learn by watching documentaries, reading books, fiction and nonfiction, and listening to podcasts. So learning, challenging your brain, forcing you to get new areas and new activities is part of the SHIELD project and one of the steps that he's recommending. And the last, the D for SHIELD is diet. Follow a brain-healthy diet to support long-term cognitive health. And basically, this is a good balance of meals and diet. Helps the brain get rid of amyloid plaque and quell neuroinflammation. And he says what's good for the brain is what's good for the heart and that's good. So you can't lose on both levels in that regard. He favors the Mediterranean diet. We've talked about that often. The fruits and vegetables, olive oil. He says I'm mostly vegan, but if there's a good pizza around, I'm going to have it. So I agree. I'm moving towards vegetarian, but it's a good piece of chicken and a good piece of meat that is there before me, go for it. Just every single day, takes his medicine, in terms of vegan food, but has snacks and apple and pear, granola and nuts and seeds. So the diet is the other one. So SHIELD, that's a really nice acronym. Shield yourself from brain damage or things that hurt the brain as we age. By a very, really a very good person in terms of his background, Rudolf Tanzi. It's a January 21, 2026 article in the Washington Post, and the author of the article is Ariana Eljung Cha, CHA. It varies what we know, but puts it in a little bit different way and by a person, given his position as a professor in neurology and the director, of this Center for Brain Health at the Mass General, I think we should listen to. So let's focus on a few articles on exercise. You'll note that these steps are more physically related. They have, of course, impact on the mental health, the emotional parts. But his analysis is more physical, and so sticking to that, this next article is the title is "What Science Says We've Been Getting Wrong About Exercise." Doctors and physiologists point to studies that show tiny, regular bursts of efforts, like climbing a few stairs, can capture many of the benefits of the gym. And it's a column by Michael Coren, C-O-R-E-N, and is in The Guardian. Another of the areas that I, the publications that I often read. And what But this, it starts off, it's funny, kind of funny. It says, every year I climb to the top of Everest. It's no big deal. I take it one step at a time. 80,000 steps per year. By the time December 31 arrives, I calculate it. I have ascended at least 7 vertical miles, carrying loads of roughly equal to the weight of 3 pickup trucks, mostly composed of laundry, groceries, and small children. You see, I live on the top floor of a duplex. So basically, the article is that there's few exercises that are better than climbing and up and going down stairs. It's a great physical activity it says it's not only good for the heart, but it requires physiologically balance as you go up and care as you go down. And he says that the staircase athletes, he says that in the world blue zones that we've talked in the past, you know, Sardinia in Italy, and Okinawa in Japan, Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica, Ikaria in Greece, Loma Linda, California, and I think it's missing Singapore. The people there walk a lot, and in some place like Sardinia, it's very hilly, and that's the principal exercise that they undertake. A lot of them is just with agriculture, but some of them just walk to their different activities, whether it's a church or a school or where they just go to the bar. They walk, and it's just a great exercise. When I have the choice, of course, I have the choice in my condominium. I live on the 17th floor, so that would be a heck of an exercise. But in the parking garages, multi-floor parking garages, and when I have the choice, I go up and down the stairs, and I park knowing often that I have to go, you know, up, and I have to go down stairs. I on purpose get myself in a position and choose to go up and down stairs, and that's been a habit for quite a while. My lovely wife, she drives up to the third floor and goes across the bridge in San Patricio Plaza, and the same thing in Paso Las Americas, you know, up to the fourth floor and goes across, you know, the closer the better. Mm-hmm. And I also kind of park, you know, where there's shadows and walk. And auxilio mutuo, I go one of the furthest parts underneath trees, a nice natural area, good trees and nature, and then walk, you know, to the place instead of, you know, the closest place. So this article is along the lines of what has been my philosophy, and it's basically saying that is a good move. Now we've run out of time in this first segment. There's a couple of other articles on exercise, and I'm going to reflect on sports and exercises in general. So a great part of the next segment is on that, which I hope you'll enjoy. So we'll be right back. This is Jorge Gonzalez, your host, Reflections.